With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 14th chapter of Hilchas Shabbos. Rambam writes in today's Perek that Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, there are four halachic domains regarding the prohibition of transferring an object when it comes to Shabbos. You have the Rishus HaYachid, a halachic private domain. You have a Rishus HaRabim. You have what halacha calls a public domain. My friends, it's important to note that the definitions of these domains will be defined here in these chapters of Rambam. It doesn't necessarily mean that which the same word means when we use it in our common language. Private domain, a Rishus HaYachid. City Hall, right? No more public place than City Hall. Halachically, in the building, is called a private domain. V'chule v'chule. Then the third domain is called a karmelis. The Rambam himself in Perush HaMishnayos says that the word karmelis is a composite of ke'armalto, which is the Aramish for ke'almana, like a widow. A widow is a woman, not that she's a maiden, nor is she married. Like in Yiddish, nishtaher and nishtahin. It's a domain that's not a Rishus HaYachid, nor is it a Rishus HaRabim. And then the fourth domain is called Makim Petur, right? The area of no liability, as we'll learn, that carrying from a Rishus HaYachid into a Makim Petur, or from a Makim Petur into a Rishus HaYachid. Likewise, from a Rishus HaRabim to a Makim Petur, or and from a Makim Petur into a Rishus HaRabim, that act of transference is an act for which one is not liable. So these are the four domains for Shabbos. Now the Rebbe has brought down in Sefer HaSichos, Tov Shin Mem Tes Chelik Aleph, on page 227, footnote Ha'ara 22, quotes the Chinuch. The Chinuch is speaking about the general reason behind keeping Shabbos and quoting his words, L'kvaya b'naf sheisenu. This helps us affix inside of our souls emunas chidush ha'olam, our faith that we already have, but this affixes it, that Hashem is continuously recreating the world. As the Chinuch goes into many details, how indeed this is affixed through the keeping of Shabbos. And the Rebbe says that this concept is particularly expressed when it comes to the general prohibition of transferring, of carrying. What's pshat? One is allowed to move around and carry in a Rishus HaYachid. The problem, certain biblically, is particularly you can't carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid, because Be'emes, from God's perspective, there is no Rishus HaRabim, because the world is God's world, because God is being machadish the world every instant. It's God's domain. From our perspective, it appears like there is a Rishus HaRabim. So the kavana, the goal, going back to the chinuch, of Bechlal keeping Shabbos, as the Rebbe says, is particularly expressed with the prohibition of transference, and its permissibility when you are in a Rishus HaYachid expresses the emes that on Shabbos we have to reach the level that everything is really just a Rishus HaYachid. And the Rebbe explains with this, amongst other things, why is it that the Seder of Rambam and the Seder of Chazal is not a Seder of from one step to the next step. It's from one extreme to the other. We don't go to Rishus HaYachid, let's say Makim Petur, a Karmelis Rishus HaRabim, or the Rishus HaYachid, Karmelis Rishus HaRabim. We're going from Rishus HaYachid, just to say that the one, the domain mentioned after Rishus HaYachid is joint Rishus HaRabim, because that's the Kavana. For us to bring the consciousness of the Emes, which is that the whole world is a Rishus HaYachid, for us to bring it into the Rishus HaRabim, elevating it and rendering it also a Rishus HaYachid.